This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The American dream. What does that even mean now, anyway? We spent the past few weeks trying to figure it out and asking people about their dreams. For most of us, it's still about mobility, getting educated, making a home, taking care of your family, and retiring comfortably. A slew of experts helped us build a financial roadmap of sorts, from where you are now to where you want to be.
First-time homeowners are always surprised at how expensive it is to own a piece of property. When you're considering purchasing, ask the current homeowner for his or her utility bills, his or her property tax bills.
What patients can do is ask about whether anesthesiology is included in that. What I saw from a number of patient bills was the big charge was for the anesthesiologist to who put you under.
Retirement savings, how much you need, it doesn't depend on your income. It's a multiple of your spending. And it turns out you need about 25 times your annual spending saved up, and then you can quit working forever.
The good thing about the 529 is they have total flexibility. People in any state can invest in them. So one good strategy that a lot of grandparents ask me about is if the parents live in one state and their state offers a tax deduction, but say the grandparents live in a different state, they'll get a tax break themselves because there's no limit to the number of different plans that a child can have.
Saving for college, home ownership, retirement, those are what you might call personal finance dreams. But guess what? Big picture policy decisions shape how you pay for those things. Most of those decisions are made at the Federal Reserve. You may have heard about the nomination process for the next Fed chair. Ben Bernanke has been the chairman since 2006, and his term expires in January. The debate over who should replace him has been messy. But we're putting that aside right now to explain why what happens at the Fed makes a big difference in your financial life. Ann Owen is an economics professor at Hamilton College, and she was also an economist at the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
So I have to confess, before I started covering economics, I would tune out at any story that talked about the Federal Reserve or who was the chairman or who was going to be. For people who have been doing that the past couple of weeks, will you translate why they should pay attention?
The Fed can have a pretty important effect on the economy that would affect individuals in many different ways. For example, the Fed influences interest rates, and those interest rates can influence loan rates that people pay, can influence whether or not it's a good idea to refinance your mortgage. It can influence rates of returns you might be getting on savings. So it could have a big effect on pretty much everybody.
And really what it seems to do is, and I know this sounds counterintuitive, but make money itself less expensive.
Well, that's exactly right, right? One way to think about the interest rate is that, well, the interest rate is the price of money. Basically, what the Fed is doing is they're putting a very large supply of money out in the economy. And when you have a large supply, it lowers the price. So it lowers the interest rate.
Well, let's take one of those pieces and break it down. So, say a mortgage. If I'm thinking about buying a house right now, or I've got a mortgage, how does what the Federal Reserve and what they decide in Washington, how does that impact me?
Well, what the Federal Reserve is actively doing is trying to keep interest rates low, especially actually mortgage rates. And the reason why they want to do that is because they want to keep housing prices increasing, because that's generally good for the economy.
One of the things that we've covered at Marketplace and Marketplace Money is this question of quantitative easing. That's the fancy term for the Fed buying a lot of bonds. How does that affect what everyday people see and what they buy?
Right. So what quantitative easing is really, again, this idea that the Fed is putting a lot of money into the economy, with the idea being that the interest rate is the price of money. So they're trying to lower that interest rate. What quantitative easing is the Fed is purchasing treasury securities, and they're also purchasing mortgage securities. They are trying to have an effect on the longer-term rates, such as mortgage rates, and that will lower loans for things like houses and cars and other types of long-term kind of purchases that people make.
When I think about my wallet and personal finance, I'm mostly thinking about I go to the bank, I pay my bills, but my bank is actually overseen by the Fed. What do they do as a bank regulator?
The Fed has a lot of responsibility to regulate banks and to oversee the financial system. So when the Fed regulates banks, they will actually send examiners into the bank to make sure that the bank is evaluating loans and other decisions that it might make appropriately.
A lot of people look at, say, their savings account and what's been kind of a measly interest rate over the last few years because of those low rates set by the Fed. Is that ever going to change, do you think?
Well, I do think eventually interest rates are going to go up. When people look at their savings accounts, you have to be careful that when you look at that interest rate that you're getting, that you subtract from that interest rate the inflation rate, because that's really what you're earning. And it's true that even when you do that, the number is very low. It's actually probably negative right now. And one of the reasons why interest rates are so low right now is because inflation is very low. So I think that eventually those rates will go up, but so will inflation.
Anne Owen is a former economist for the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, and she's a professor of economics at Hamilton College. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.